views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I am David, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm coming to you live from snowy and windy and very cold Livingston, Montana. It's about, 5 degrees above zero here. So I hope wherever you are, as you experience this last day of the year 2014, you can be warm, maybe, and hopefully be with family and friends and experience the last hours of this year and prepare for the coming year 2015 with great joy, expectation, and kind of an earnest heart to welcome in this new year with all of its opportunities and challenges. So today we have no human guest with us on the line. I have the opportunity to present to you live from the heart of an ascended master named Saint Germain, his prophecy for the year 2015. Now, this may be new to some of you. Who is this guy, Saint Germain? Well, for those who may accept the reality of reincarnation, he was embodied as Joseph, who Catholics know as Saint Joseph, who is the father of Jesus. And, this was a pretty special guy who was chosen to be the father of one that would be called the Lord and Savior throughout the entire planet of Christendom. So in one of his embodiments, Saint Germain was none other than the prophet Samuel mentioned in the Old Testament. And I would like to read to you before I present the prophecies for 2015, something from our website, heartscenter.org, that's H-E-A-R-T-S, center.org, that some of our staff put together. And this is about the prophet Samuel. And this section is called The Prophet Samuel Crowning the Biblical Kings. Samuel's mother, Hannah, was the second wife of Elkanah. For many years, Hannah had no children. One year when Hannah and Elkanah went to the temple to make sacrifices and pray, Hannah begged God to allow her to have a child. To be barren in those days was a source of shame for women and was considered an indication that one was not in favor with God. A priest named Eli saw Hannah praying and realized her predicament. He blessed her and assured her that God had heard her prayers. A year later, she gave birth to Samuel, and as she had promised, brought Samuel to Eli as a young child to serve with him in the temple. Sounds kind of familiar with what happened with Mary, mother of Jesus, who was brought to the temple early in her childhood. Anyway, the prophet Eli's time of transition grew near. So God spoke to young Samuel, calling upon him to be the next prophet of Israel. Samuel accepted this holy work, traveling throughout Israel, urging the various tribes to work together and to cease worshiping idols. It came about that the tribes desired a king to rule over them. Samuel was urged by them to appoint the one who would be their leader. God had already told Samuel that the results of the tribes desiring a king would be regretted, for their king would take their lands and goods and lead them into wars. They would know only oppression. Upon hearing this message, the people turned a deaf ear to the prophet's warnings. Their choice was a man named Saul, Unfortunately, Saul lived up to God's warning, and there was much suffering in the land. In response, Samuel secretly anointed David as the true king of Israel. A conflict between Saul and David dominated the remainder of Samuel's life. Samuel's anointing of David began the biblical monarchy that formed the lineage of Jesus Christ. And for those who believe in certain esoteric teachings, it's fairly well known that David was actually a previous incarnation or embodiment of none other than Jesus. And there are many indications in the Psalms of the future work of Jesus in what David composed in those musical melodies and sharings that he actually sang often to Saul as the king of Israel at that time. So this was on our website. What I just read is on the Heart Center website, and there are other embodiments, including that of Saint Joseph, that are listed there, which you can check out. The final incarnation of Saint Germain was Francis Bacon, who many consider to be the most amazing mind that has ever walked upon the earth in the Western world. And it's also known in esoteric circles that Francis Bacon was actually the one who wrote the Shakespearean plays, because William Shakespeare did not have the actual personage of the individual named William Shakespeare, did not have the experience, the tutelage, the training, the education that he could have pulled off writing those plays. So with that in mind, that Saint Germain was already a prophet, the Old Testament, and that he is now what we call the Aquarian Master, or kind of an avatar, or the one who leads us into the new age of what's called Aquarius, transiting from the age of Pisces, which we have been in for over 2,000 years. Saint Germain stands at the nexus of delivering to mankind very deep and spiritual teaching, which is essential for us to embrace today in order to meet the challenges and all of the opportunities presented to us now. And I believe, and you probably can agree with me, that they are numerous. The challenges of today are often, you know, they're just crazy. And we see violence, we see the reaction to the shootings of the unarmed black youth and individuals, both in Missouri and then what happened in New York. And the violence continues. Where will it all end? What will transpire? What does the year 2015 bode? What are the portents, the omens that we can look toward? And what does Saint Germain have to say about this? So you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and I am the founder, the co-founder, and the spiritual director and teacher of the Heart Center movement and community. You can go to heartscenter.org, or you can go to heartcentertalkradio.org and receive free instruction. We broadcast daily from 7 to 9:30 a.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday. And then on weekends, it's a little different time period. And we either audio or video stream throughout the world free of charge. And I typically, on most days, give a live message, either a discourse or what we call a dictation, or sharing from an ascended being. I was privileged to have an experience in 2004 that provided for me the gift of what I call clairaudience and or locution, as known in the Catholic tradition. And this is kind of a telepathic ability to communicate with saints and divine beings, including Jesus, Mother Mary, Gautama Buddha, and none other than Saint Germain, who comes today. So I will begin sharing these prophecies now, and then there will be more to come after the first commercial intermission. First of all, Saint Germain says that the will, wisdom, and love of God, working through initiates of light, will be active in the affairs of mankind in a tangible and accelerated fashion throughout the coming year. There are many devotees of light and numerous spiritual movements, religions of all kinds, who have as their primary focus the invocation of light through prayer, meditation, through inner silence. And these will continue to, through their inner collaboration in a vast array of light and radiance, assist the ascended masters and hosts of light, including angels of the sacred fire, in blessing the earth with great light energies and frequencies for the awakening of mankind. This is what is occurring now. Many are awakening to their divine source. They are feeling the impulses of this awakening deep within their souls and their beings. And many are being called to a higher purpose, to understand the dynamics of what life is about, their purpose, their mission. And so because many light bearers throughout the world, and it doesn't really matter what religion or religious persuasion they are of, are all on the inner collaborating to bring in this new awareness and all of its possibilities. So much more we will share in just a few minutes. We will be taking our first commercial intermission. I am David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Skye Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I am David Christopher Lewis, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. And today, the Master Saint Germain, who is a master alchemist and a master of freedom and divine love, is sharing directly to our listening audience his prophecy for 2015. The number 2015 numerologically adds up to 8. 8 is the sign of infinity and is symbolic of integration. In esoteric terms, 8, as this number of integration, is considered tantamount to Buddhic awareness. There is an infinite potential of divine light for humanity to tap into in order to solve its problems. And this can be done through the eighth ray of integration, which requires what the Ascended Masters call ruby love, which is accelerated or concentrated love. Ruby love is often tough love. It requires that we look directly and squarely at the reality of things as they are, as they exist now, and decide to take proactive measures in order to bring forth the highest God good in our lives. True spirituality urgently necessitates that we become conscious ones. And what does that mean? That we are awakened, fully awakened and enlightened to what is occurring in the world. In order to resolve the major issues and the potential crises that destiny dictates in one sense because of the law of karma, through the outplaying of the cycles of light and darkness, we know that what goes around comes around. And what this means is that the energy that we put out to the universe returns to us. So if we put out love, we will receive love back. If we put out something else that's negative, we will receive that back at some point of our evolution. Therefore, it is much better for us to be conscious and aware that as co-creators, we can choose the world that we together are desirous of manifesting by intelligently and by divine design, integrating all of what we know and what we have learned from history, and choosing wisely what we will do with the energies vouchsafed to us from the Creator, vouchsafed to us through our own creative talents and gifts and energies that flow through our hearts, through our minds, through our wills every day. So true spirituality urgently necessitates that we as conscious ones resolve some of these major issues and potential crises before they can actually be manifest in the physical. We always have the choice, the Master says, to avert dire prophecies by praying, meditating, and investing our energies in conscious works of the Spirit and applying the wisdom teachings of East and West that we have learned in whatever religious or spiritual movement we may have been brought up in or have now embraced, in order to bring our best to the table, to integrate what mankind as a whole has learned from the past in order not to make the same mistakes. And we can avert wars, we can avert all manner of crises and violence and things which do not serve us well. The master says that greater numbers of people around the world are awakening to these new opportunities to discover and utilize the spiritual keys that we all have access to in order to solve our planet's problems through dynamic interpersonal change. In order to solve the problems of the world, we have to change individually. We cannot dictate or mandate that change occurs outside of ourselves. And those who attempt to do so by violence will learn the hard lessons that come because violence only breeds greater violence. Those who have used the nonviolent approach, such as Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and others, have brought about massive planetary transformation. And nonviolence is the way and the true wave of the future for the youth and those who desire change if they truly understand all of these inner dynamics that are manifesting right now. The reactivity that we're seeing through various social interactions and even through the media in many ways, and what the media portrays will not get us to the ends that we collectively desire. Gaining mastery at conflict resolution will become crucial to meet life's many challenges, personally, within our families, our businesses and communities, and ultimately within the greater world at large. It will become more important for us all to understand this dynamic of transformative change through what temporarily looks like conflict, which brings the issues to the surface so that we can resolve them. Emotional and violent reactivity does not yield permanent positive results. Using compassionate communication and developing deep listening skills while seeking common goals and common ground will ultimately yield the greater and higher outcomes that we, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, desire. Therefore, there must be a return to brother sisterhood to avoid potential violent conflict. What is brother sisterhood? It is an understanding between hearts, between peoples, that comes when we realize that we are all of one God. We are all created in God's image and likeness. We are all from the same source. When we understand this, when we grok it, as Heinlein said in his book, Stranger in a Strange Land, when we truly learn the lesson and integrate it and know it within our being, then there is no judgment. We do not look upon another as less than us or ourselves. We see all life as one. We realize that we are all connected, that we are all brothers and sisters of the same Father, Mother, Divine One. Saint Germain says that another master named El Moria Khan has said that the second tenet of every religion, after the first tenet, which is to love and adore the Creator with all of our heart, mind, and strength, the second tenet should be that we accept and respect and have tolerance toward every other faith or religion. If all religions had this as their second tenet, we would have peace instantly upon the earth. The same value, of course, should hold between nations, races and ethnic groups, and all other types of groups. Consider if true brother sisterhood were to exist upon the earth in this vein. We would see such a transformative power of self-realization manifesting worldwide, that we would literally be catapulted into this new awareness and consciousness of peace, prosperity, and of the all possibilities of abundance, grace manifesting in so many divine ways. Now, if any of you desire to call in and you have input for the master or a question or maybe even a challenge to what I'm saying, feel free to call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And I'd be happy to speak with you, take your call, and the Master Saint Germain will have something to say about what you feel may be poignant for this discussion today. Now, we have a beautiful website, heartscenter.org. The Heart Center Movement and Community is the sponsor of Heart Center Talk Radio. I am the spiritual director and founder of the Heart Center Movement. And there are many opportunities through our website for you to invest in this conscious movement of inspired ones who desire to bring forth planetary change. And we do this in a very coordinated way through our staff, our volunteers, and our greater mission and vision. You can check that out at heartscenter.org, H-E-A-R-T-S, center.org, no apostrophe. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We're going to take our second commercial intermission now. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The read of a lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today, our beloved Saint Germain, the Master of Aquarius, is here with us to share his prophecy for 2015, the year that's just about upon us. And wherever you live, and just, you know, within about 12, 13, 14 hours, depending on whether you're on the East or the West Coast. So getting back to his prophecy for 2015, people everywhere, especially the youth, will be compelling greater transformational change to occur through transparency in all areas of life, especially in the fields of health. And within this field, in the natural health field in particular, within education, government, the economy, immigration, the environment, and as we have seen recently in law enforcement. This focus on the eighth ray of integration throughout this year coming will accelerate a sense of urgency for people to live in true integrity, to be truthful, to be honest, to be real. Those who attempt to hide the truth in any way from mankind at large will continue to be exposed again and again and again, the Master says, and brought low. Those who are the instruments for the exposition, exposing of truth, though often initially scorned or hailed as betrayers, like Edward Snowden, will eventually be seen as intrepid heroes and heroines who were willing to take a stand for the truth and speak in the face of the lie, and of those who are attempting to put limits on our freedom and who are attempting in any way to control our minds, our wills, our hearts. Exposés on the manipulation of our economy, especially, will continue and cause a greater stir in the financial sector, with greater numbers of often high-ranking officials or individuals within the financial sector being humbled and brought to accountability. And even though the powers that were will continue to attempt to protect their moneyed interests, the truth will prevail and the people will know through various media what is transpiring. The powers that were will continue to attempt to hide from the masses their strategies, their plans, their so-called work. However, greater numbers of defections will manifest from within these circles, allowing the exposure of certain dark deeds to the world through especially the alternative media. The regular media is primarily controlled by a cadre of those who like their money and like their power, and they are not prone to allow for certain aspects of these exposés to be brought to the public. They edit them. We know this for a fact. So the controlled media will continue to have a declining audience because the people awakening will see what is at stake and what is occurring through this awakening process, and they will know that they cannot trust most of the regular media and what they are feeding as the pablum to the people that no longer serves them. So again, if you have something to ask the master or share, you can call 1-800-930-2819. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you're hearing the Master Saint Germain's prophecies for 2015. Discoveries of powerful new modes of communication, universal and instantaneous communication, using crystalline technologies, are already and will continue to occur. Though it may take time to bring them into the marketplace, and there will, as there always is, be a power play amongst the powers that were and those who are discovering these amazing new technologies to decide whether they will be brought forth free as they should be or delivered for a fee. Many of you know that, or some of you listening may know that Nikola Tesla discovered a way to bring forth free energy to the entire planet, and yet his discoveries were snuffed out. And now we have what we have, where we all have to pay for things that should be free, universal free energy. And you can Google Nikola Tesla, N-I-K-O-L-A, Tesla, T-E-S-L-A, and find out more about his life, his discoveries, and what transpired. Even today we have the Tesla car, a company named after him, which is delivering cars, electric cars, and they're increasing their range. Saint Germain says that additional advancements will be made in this area, and prices will come down, and the powers that were cannot completely control the new discoveries from manifesting because the energy, the oomph, the power, the dynamism of these powerful discoveries simply will come to bear to change our civilization as a whole. Though it may take decades and even centuries to fully and completely be accommodated within our civilization, it is happening. It cannot be stopped. Solar energy, crystal energy, and an awakened consciousness that powers these energies will come to be born within our civilization. And those that attempt to snuff out the new discoveries themselves will be held accountable for their actions, removed from the scene at certain times and at certain energetic periods. And the truth will prevail. Light bearers and light workers of numerous divinely sponsored activities will begin to collaborate more than they have in the past in beautiful new ways, using the various spiritual resources available to them, many of which they've been engaged in for decades and centuries, to co-create a divine world that many of us have been dreaming of and attempting to manifest for decades and centuries. So we have Cheryl from Santa Barbara on line 3. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Cheryl, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can I ask now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so my question for Saint Germain is, what is the best and most effective way to get the young people to understand that the true change that we need is not with the violence and the media that portrayals that have been happening that are so prevalent, and it's more of an inner job, an inside job, helping them to know that when they transform themselves, that they're and their world will also change and will change on a grander scale. How can we best communicate this to the young people today?
Well, the young people actually have this inner knowledge already, and they know this integrally within themselves, their hearts, their minds already. The media manipulates things and makes it appear that more are in a reactive mode than actually are. And the media feeds things, and especially the social media. So in certain pockets, in certain inner cities where we've seen the violence, yes, there is kind of a portrayal of what is occurring. But overall, most of the youth desire the gentler way and the way that will bring about positive directional change. Now, how do we get through to those who see violence as the only means to an end? We have to have leadership at the local level who models the way of Gandhi and Martin Luther King. We have to have these leaders stand up within these communities and decry violence. We have to pray for these leaders to appear and to awaken the people in a positive momentum and way. We cannot have certain leaders who are in the reactive mode, constantly playing upon those so-called evils of the past. And, of course, there have been past injustices and wrongs. So our first thing is to pray for divinely inspired leadership. So we're unfortunately at that point of our third commercial intermission. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. Stay tuned. We have much more, and we have another caller on the line waiting to share with us. So we'll be back in just a few minutes.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels.
you will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. Saint Germain, the master alchemist and master of Aquarius and of divine love, is here with us, sharing his prophecy for 2015. We have another caller on the line, Kathleen from Ohio. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Hi, David. I just wanted to share something with you regarding what Saint Germain said earlier, that light workers and light sharers will work together at inner levels to bring forth, you know, greater good. I had the experience recently of working a temporary assignment, and after a couple of weeks into this assignment, discovered that one of my coworkers in the place where I was working was someone who had been in an organization that I had been forced to leave 9 years ago. I had not seen this individual for 21 years. This individual did not know that I was forced to leave. After a couple of weeks of sharing breaks with her and so on and so forth, I did tell her what had happened and how I had been forced to leave the organization she was still a part of. And I told her that no matter what happened, I would still be her friend. Our friendship has continued. We still communicate by email, and it's just great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that story. And, you know, I think any organizations that force people to leave have an issue with freedom, freedom of expression, freedom of choice. And the new way of Aquarius, Saint Germain says, is the way of freedom. People should be free to come and go without caustic types of communiques that you know, force them out. And, you know, it's the way it is. I mean, we get into our paradigms, we get into our belief systems, and we have to be careful that our belief system doesn't overcome the natural tendency of our hearts to be compassionate, loving, and kind. And so the way of kindness, compassion, and love is the wave of the future within the eternal now. And we should always embrace that and embrace others as heart friends. We have this term in the Heart Center, heart friends. It means anyone with whom we resonate at a heart level. And it can be those in our movement who know what our movement is, and those of any movement or no movement who simply are heart-centered, who are loving, who are working through and coming from the heart. So I think that we will find that many more people in our life are heart-centered as they awaken to the truth within themselves and as they are encouraged to do so by conscious spiritual leaders and those who are gifted with maybe a little bit more of that essence to help others through the teaching and sharing that is happening. So thank you, Kathleen. Wonderful story. Now back to Saint Germain sharing. He says the tensions between Russia and the European Union and the USA and the UN and between Syria and the same Western power bloc will continue as the powers that were attempt to bring about conflict and war in order to move us toward a one world government and economic system. Some who in the past have seemed to be our enemies or the enemies of freedom will actually be now known and seen as our friends, the friends of true freedom for transformative change. And they will help the light bearers to overcome the factors of control and of mass manipulation. Cyber espionage and computer hacking will continue and continue to make headlines as governments attempt to use these as control factors of the internet in response, ostensibly to create greater security. And yet, what does this bode? The same as 9/11. Many of us know it was an inside job, that it was actually for the purpose of going to war to create greater factors of control within our own Western world. More and more of what George Orwell wrote about in the book 1984 is coming to pass in an almost universal form of control. And yet, Saint Germain says we cannot let this give us the sense of our own inner tension or anxiety. We are the arbiters of our own divine destiny. We are the freedom-loving ones, and we can emanate the light of freedom through our hearts. We can produce amazing and miraculous works by concerted and concentrated effort working to overcome these factors, and most of them are within ourselves. So when we see things in the outer world that we feel are controlling or limiting, look within, find those factors within ourselves, work on them, do Ho'oponopono, and you will become the victor over yourself first. And through the victory over yourself, you'll become the victor in a greater context for the planet. Permaculture, natural health modalities and practices, and a return to honoring and working with Mother Earth in general will become more and more prevalent and commonplace among the general populace as greater numbers of people continue to experience unusual sicknesses and diseases due to genetic and chemical manipulation that has and will continue, unfortunately, to occur through agribusiness, through the pharmaceuticals, through chemical manufacturing companies and industries of all kinds. So again, people are returning to their roots, literally, and their roots will assist them in rooting out the darkness within of these control factors and things that are actually changing our DNA. Saint Germain says to watch some of the following countries for potentially dangerous and possibly catastrophic occurrences next year and in coming years. These can all be mitigated through prayer, divine intercession, through meditation, fasting, etc. And these countries are Italy, Japan, Indonesia, Hong Kong, and Malaysia, France, Australia, two nations in Central Africa, one country in Central America, and of course, the United States of America itself. Some of these potential occurrences can be natural calamities. Others may involve what we seem to observe as terrorism, which some of these are actually false flag occurrences that bring about violence or destruction and murder, mayhem. We will see in certain areas additional social and civic unrest and upheaval. And the major thing that we all need to look for, Saint Germain says, is what is happening in the economy, in the financial sector. It is imperative that all of us be aware of what is really transpiring, that we get our own house in order financially, that we have reserves, that we have food, water, and what we truly have to have in order to be free. So a word to the wise is sufficient. The masters and others have been saying this for decades. It's not a fear tactic. It is what it is. Finally, I'd like to share with you that Saint Germain says that the release of his upcoming book, Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, will spawn a greater inner search for divine truth and keys to advance transformative change throughout the world, and both on a personal and planetary level. So this book is coming out in the next few months. Look for it. You can go to heartcenter.org, register online to receive our newsletters, our free communiques, and even a free ebook. We are grateful for your investment within our movement. So I'm David Christopher Lewis. I'm going to be signing off now from this program today, Heart Center Talk Radio, on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Thanks, Lauren, for being there behind the scenes, and blessings to you and your family and the entire WBLQ team and crew. You've been listening to David Christopher Lewis, and stay tuned for what's coming next. And by the way, I'll be back next Wednesday for a new show with just exciting new opportunities. Let me see who's coming next week. I hope you don't mind me going on here, Lauren. I'm going to have on Mary Kretzman, director of Ananda Healing Prayer Ministry at the Ananda Sangha. Ananda is a global movement founded in 1968 by Swami Kriyananda. It's based on the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda, the author of the Autobiography of a Yogi. So our beloved Mary Kretzman will be with us next week. Stay tuned. God bless you. Signing off.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.